USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
So, a tornado went through.
Some residents of Florida's panhandle are saying their communities will never be the same after one of the strongest hurricanes to ever hit the United States comes ashore on Wednesday. At least six people are dead from Michael. Florida Governor Rick Scott says in Panama City and Mexico Beach, it looks like something other than a hurricane came through.
It sort of looks like there was tornadoes, so you just see spots where, you know, everything was down.
U.S. lawmakers demanding answers after reports surfaced the government in Saudi Arabia could have murdered a Washington Post columnist inside the Saudi consulate in Turkey. Republican Senators Lindsey Graham and Jeff Flake speaking angrily about it on the Senate floor yesterday. The president vows to get to the bottom of it with the Saudis. And this is USA Radio News.
It's time to find adventure on every drive. With Pennzoil Synthetics, you get complete protection for top engine performance. And between October 1st and November 30th, you'll get travel rewards to help you on your journey. With the purchase of any Pennzoil specialty motor oil change, you can earn up to $100 in travel reward credit. Save on hotels, rental cars, and activities. Visit Pennzoil.com/travelon to find participating locations. Pennzoil, make the switch. Travel on. Offer ends 11/30. Terms apply. Full details at Pennzoil.com/travelon.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
The trial of a North Carolina pastor who's been held in Turkey is underway there, and there are reports it's going to end with his release soon. The Wall Street Journal's reporting that Andrew Brunson will be handed his passport and will be able to board a U.S.-bound plane perhaps before today is over. Turkish officials claim he committed crimes on behalf of terror groups in their country. President Trump hosts a couple of celebrities in the Oval Office yesterday, as we hear from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump welcomes football legend Jim Brown and Kanye West to the White House.
There was something about when I put this hat on, it made me feel like Superman. You made a Superman. That's my favorite superhero.
West wearing a red Make America Great Again hat.
President Trump's former lawyer and so-called fixer, Michael Cohen, has changed his party registration to Democrat. Another apparent step in a journey to distance himself from the current administration. This is USA Radio News.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
Washington, D.C. Cardinal Donald Wuerl now resigning amid the ongoing clergy sex abuse scandals, as the Vatican has announced just this morning. Pope Francis accepted Wuerl's resignation. Wuerl facing increasing pressure to step down after a Pennsylvania grand jury report found that over 300 priests in that state sexually abused kids over a 70-year period. And Wuerl was the Pittsburgh bishop from 1988 until taking over the D.C. job in 2006. He was accused of not dealing with pedophile priests while in Pittsburgh, also accused of knowing about the alleged abuses of his predecessor in Washington, Cardinal Theodore McCarrick, who resigned in July over his abuse allegations. Wuerl issued a statement today apologizing for what he calls past errors in judgment, saying he hopes his resignation will give the Washington Archdiocese a fresh start. No replacement's been chosen yet. The Vatican says Wuerl will remain a cardinal. And a new British study confirms that people who use standing desks at work do feel better. Workplace health expert Jeanette Brony is not surprised, saying when you stand at a desk, you're more productive because your brain and your muscles get better blood flow and less inflammatory response. The study showed that workers given standing desks said they had fewer back problems and less neck pain. And standing or sitting, you can find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.